The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We're on stage the other day and I got heckled. I'm not a comedian. Why am I getting heckled? Hey, let's talk about it on Thursday. We call it Friday's Eve here on the Dana Cortez Show. And my name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony 8.
We're on stage and I'm having to read some names. And by the way, some people's penmanship. No bueno. I mean, Think about it. We're on our phones all the time. We don't really write very much. So I'm not going to
We were
say,
hosting a raffle on what was like these church festival tickets. Well, and they were just not the best.
And Fidencio Mario Gonzalez. Yeah. Don't fit. So,
you know, some tough Mexican
that
names.
One inch,
oh my God. Thank you, Automatic. So I'm trying to read the names and I couldn't, they were illegible, you know, and this woman started screaming.
I'm not going to lie. Hold on. Before you go into that, you were struggling.
Oh,
I was struggling because I couldn't read it. It was really bad.
And there, how many people do you think out there? Probably 1,000.
Oh, more than that.
No, I'm on Dana's side here. That was a horrible way to run that raffle. Great heart. Shout out to the place of people who did it, but not a good execution.
You're giving me these handwritten raffle tickets with thousands of people who want to win this, and I got to try to decipher your handwriting.
No,
the woman says, "Give it to Otto. He can read."
Oh,
you need to go to school, Dana. You need to learn to read. And I clapped back and I said, "No, you need to go back to school and learn how to write."
You sped through the whole exchange, but her punch landed.
Yeah, and the whole crowd was like, ooh.
As a working comedian, I was like, oh, what's Dana gonna do?
I thought was, can Dana recover?
And sure enough, Dana hit her back with a, "You gotta learn how to, people gotta learn how to write." Crushed it, dude. I've never been so proud of you, dog. Good job,
here's
Dana.
Here's one thing. Look, I get nervous on stage. I do get nervous, and there are times that I have succumbed to the pressure. But don't attack my reading skills, okay?
Yeah, dude, that was just...
You know me. I'm a spelling bee champion, ma'am.
Shout out to the heckler, though. It was the laugh that everyone needed. Everyone needed it. We got through it.
And we gave up on the raffle. Because
we never even gave it away because Dana was so frazzled. She was like, you know what?
It's over.
We'll come back later.
Dana won that exchange. We didn't do it because people need to learn how to write better.
Pretty much. All right, National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's go ahead and kick it off with World Peace Day, all right? So, you know, Dana and the heckler, you guys just calm down.
We came together in the end.
Maybe y'all can play some miniature golf. It's National Miniature Golf Day.
Oh, I used to love playing mini golf. What was that place called? I don't know.
Do people still play mini
golf?
I feel like when I was a kid, that was a major part of my life.
No, now they have like the fun indoor galactic ones and stuff like that.
I mean, it's cool, but I like old school putt-putt where you're kind of walking around and you're just talking
miniature
to people.
Golf,
and
great first date.
It really
date.
Is,
Amazing
Anthony.
First date,
it's
y'all.
A good idea. Otto, let's go to mini golf.
We've been together for 10
years. I just need any date. Any date.
All right, we're going to go on a date.
Dude, I was going to say, we have not.
We could do that or go to Top Golf.
Yes.
I just said I want to go to miniature golf.
But that's like,
wait till you find out how cheap putt-putt is. $8 for 9 holes. I'll do that all day.
Yes, sir.
And we'll wrap it up on National Pause the World Day. Unplug from technology, turn off the TV, and just be one with Mother Nature if you can.
I love that very much. I don't know where we were the other day, but wherever it was, they had to take our phones and Automatic said, "This is good. I'm going to be forced to talk to my wife." It's a good thing, right? Look at your partner and talk to them. Put the phones down.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Being a stay-at-home mom is so hard, or being a stay-at-home dad, I assume, is just as hard. Automatic, you were a stay-at-home dad, sort of. You still work DJ at night, but...
But I stayed home for 2 years with Ava.
It was hard because you used to complain to me a lot. Just talking to a little one all the time. No adult interaction.
I gained so much more respect for women and just knowing how hard of a job that is to stay home with a kid by yourself.
What are the rules, though? If you work full time and your partner stays home, should they do everything at home?
No.
I agree, but we had one of our listeners call and ask, and let's let him talk about his situation.
I have a question about the husband helping more around the house. Does that still apply if she's a stay-at-home mom and I am a small business owner?
I think it does apply to a certain extent. Of course, you got to have who's doing what and whatnot. I would hope that you're not helping at all.
As small business owners ourselves, though, we know how much you work and
we know
it's a lot of effort.
Yeah,
and your partner should be pulling their weight, though.
Now, you doing nothing at the house, I don't think is acceptable, but...
You got to help, too. Being a stay-at-home parent, like I said earlier, is a hard job.
Oh, definitely. I give her the credit for that. I always praise her for, you got a full-time job, you know, 24/7, and I probably should help more, but I think she expects more sometimes.
I think you need to have a conversation with her about it, have you?
I've had a sort of a conversation with her, and she was like, she wants me to do more. And I'm like, well, I work full time. I run a business. I'm always on the phone. I'm always doing something. And I'm not lazy. But she would say I do leave my stuff around, but not all the time.
I've got that problem, too. Yeah. This is like oh, normal husband-wife stuff.
I swear I started looking at you automatic. I didn't even say anything. You already knew.
She gave me the look.
Well, here's the thing. This is where the rules come into play. You have to have duties for each person. If you don't do that, you'll start blaming one another. Well, I do this, and I do that, and you got to do this, and I need to show you how to do this. And so then it becomes an argument when really you should be working together. Automatic and I really do split duties. Like, he's in charge of the dog duty. Yeah. And I'm in charge of, like, the dishes and things that I know I do well, I do. Washing the clothes and stuff. Things that I know you do well,
like,
you do.
Like, I might be the greatest vacuumer of all time.
For real. Automatic, for real. And leaving no stuff around the house, remember that, of course, she is a stay-at-home mom, and she's probably doing more child care and more family care than you are, but she's not your mama.
Mm.
And you are not supposed to leave stuff everywhere as an adult. You know, your mama shouldn't taught you that.
It's a hard habit to break, okay, Dana?
I'm not even talking to you. I'm talking to Vincent.
Well, I'm defensive because I do the same thing, okay?
All right, remember, share responsibilities. It makes for a better partnership. Trust me.
Oh, there you go.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You've heard the phrase, one person's trash is another person's treasure.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, a woman by the name of Ramona, no last name was given, walked into a thrift shop and bought a painting for $4, put it up on Facebook and just asked her friends, anybody recognize this painting? And a person who deals in art said, I do actually, may I take a look at it? And later that month, it was auctioned off for $191,000.
Damn, nice, dude. Shout out to the friends on that. Shout out to our Facebook friends, dude.
Yeah.
My Facebook friends know how to do other stuff, not that.
No, my Facebook friends would have said, I'll buy it for $6, and they would have sold it without telling me what it was worth.
Dude.
So the painting is actually an Andrew Wyatt? I don't even know what that means.
You're definitely not her Facebook friend.
That's I'm not her Facebook friend at all. But have
you're
you
my
ever,
Facebook friend.
Have you ever Thanks. Bought something and it's actually worth more later on?
I have there's this old Cowboys quarterback named Troy Aikman. I have his rookie card and that's about it.
Oh, for that's me. Pretty good. Yeah, that's I actually sold a Deion Sanders signed picture for $25 at a garage sale. Come to find out, it's worth thousands.
What? Yeah, I'm still mad about it to this day.
Damn, again. Sorry. Hate that you're my Facebook friend. That's thanks a lot, dude. Alright, dog. From treasures to more treasures, a man in Wisconsin by the name of Joseph Benerick was on his way to pick up a hot dog after his wife sent him out to do Sunday errands. Instead of buying his hot dog, he said, you know what? I'm gonna buy not one, but two lottery tickets. He turned his $10 into $100,000.
Damn!
Dog.
Shout out to Glizzy.
Oh, so if you ever think about buying a hot dog, buy a lottery ticket instead. You could end up like Joseph.
So what you're telling me, Anthony, is the wiener was worth less than the lottery tickets.
Ooh, isn't it always?
It always is, exactly.
And that takes it to my story here. 40% of people that are faking it during sex say it's because of bad breath.
Oh, stinky. Smell it.
So they're saying their partner has bad breath?
The person yes. Or they say it's because of bad lighting, room temperature, or just lack of energy.
You got to just tell someone when their breath is a little rank.
I understand. The bad lighting, though. What are you mad about bad lighting?
I get that as a woman.
Do you know how many times Dana has told me, turn down the lights?
I'm like, the shades. Turn the TV to the left. Like,
I'm very surprised that over-sweating is not on there. Because I've sweated on a partner before, and that is nasty. Yeah. That's enough reason to stop.
Just a little drip.
No, it's a fountain, dog.
You ever had someone drool on you?
Oh, whoa.
Whatever, Dana. Whatever.
Automatic, no.
What? Oh, that joke's inside the sheets.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm going to talk about Drake and Paul Wall inside this segment, and it has nothing to do with them collaborating on a new song. Big news. Time for the Daily Dirt, the best gossip. Anthony, famous people's birthdays.
We got Bill Murray celebrating his birthday. Jason Derulo and Stephen King celebrating a birthday as well.
All right, so is Adele married? Now, remember, she was engaged to her sports agent fiancé, Rich Paul. But I think she might have slipped up and told us that they married in secret. Listen, here she is at her show in Vegas.
You can't marry me. I'm straight, my love. My husband's here tonight. He's here.
She said, my husband is here tonight. So she called him her husband. You know the difference. So yeah, it wouldn't surprise me because I know she's very private about certain things. And if they are married, congratulations.
Have they said anything about an engagement?
Oh. Yeah. Reported it right here, but you don't ever listen to me because you're my husband. And husbands never listen to their wives.
Get used to that, Adele.
Now we'll move on. Talk about Tory Lanez. His mugshot was released yesterday. And the reason why this new one was put out is because he was transferred from county to medium security prison. Well, I guess he'll be there for 3 to 6 months, and then they'll move him to the permanent penitentiary where he'll serve out the remainder of his sentence. Hopefully he'll learn his lesson while he's in there. And we're going to wrap it up talking about Drake and Paul Wall. Will these two work together? Not right now, but Paul Wall says that Drake has free grills for life. Listen to this.
Feel great getting that shout out from Drizzy Drake. He the king of this right now, you know what I'm saying? Drake, you got grills for life from your boy, man. I got you. Me and Johnny got you, man. You got grills for life from us, man.
From the days when he was teamed up with Chamillionaire to his solo career to being on Nelly's grill song, I've just known Paul Wall is so good. I mean, even Kanye had him on Drive Slow. It's good to see him being reintroduced to a new audience because of the Mexican OT new song, Johnny Dang.
Which is just a good song, a fun song. Doesn't sound like everything else on the radio.
But the skills that Paul Wall has are being appreciated once again for a new generation.
He's one of the greatest feature artists in the history of hip-hop. He never really misses. And I would be really ecstatic to see Drake do a remix of the old Grills song if he
so
was to get
good.
One. That'd be so good.
That
might cause a cold front if I take a deep breath.
That's your Daily Dirt. The Dana Cortez Show Podcast. I want you to go way back in time. I want you to try to remember your first birthday party. And then get ready for my In Case You Missed It story. There is a video that's gone viral. We're going to talk about it. I'm going to tell you where to watch it because this video is positive. And I dare you not to cry happy tears. I always go last. These are three stories that move on your timeline too fast. We find the biggest and bring it to you here on the radio. DJ Automatic, you primero.
Luca Trapanese is a gay, Italian, Catholic, single dad who decided to adopt a 1-month-old Down syndrome baby, and people are outraged.
Why?
Because they don't think a single gay man can handle having a baby, and I just don't understand why anybody would be upset with a child finding their forever home. This child, her name is Alba, she was actually rejected by 20 different families.
Well, and he's willing to take this baby in and love her and be her dad and give her a home, and somebody's upset by that?
Exactly.
Damn. Well, the people that are upset, how many children have they adopted?
You tell me.
That's always my question. If you got a lot of time to be protesting this and that, why don't you take the time to actually volunteer and help what you claim to be so concerned about? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And I would never want to be in a position in my life where what another person does with their decisions and their family impacts me that much.
It doesn't.
That is
right,
wild
Anthony?
To me,
I mean,
dog.
The amount of kids that are in foster care is
450,000. I think it's closer to 500,000 now. We should all be spending our time volunteering. You got too much time on your hand if all you're doing is being the internet police and
exactly.
protesting.
Exactly. I mean,
love.
I grew up in a family that, not my mom and dad, but my grandparents fostered hundreds of children. These kids are going through a lot. They need somebody to rely
love.
On.
Love.
They need love. And the fact that anybody would be outraged with somebody trying to take care of a Down syndrome baby, do you know how much more work that is? that guy's a saint.
He is. He really is. And I feel really bad as a person right now, too, because the way Dana was able to rope off foster children statistics reminds me of how I talk about fantasy football. I really need to get my life together. That was, you know, see what you do with your life and what I do with my off time. Oh my God. All right, guys. Well, in other news, Bleacher Report released the top 5 most hated sports franchise and programs of all time. And we'll kick it off with number 5, Manchester United, the soccer club. Hated, dude. All right. They get the pretty poor reputation.
I don't even know anything about soccer, so I can't even hate them.
Same, my dog. Number 4 is the University of Miami football program. If you're familiar with what they did in the early 2000s, you know why a lot of people hate them.
Okay, all right.
And we got the Los Angeles Lakers.
Ooh. That's an easy one.
Laker fans. Speaking of, well, this next team is not hated because they're good. Number 2, America's team, the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm so glad they make it.
And the number 1 most hated sports franchise is the New York Yankees. Also known as the Evil Empire. And my thoughts on this list.
Another team easy to hate, though.
Easy, right? Because they win a lot. And here's my thing about this list right here. I will say this. As an American football fan, football is better when the Cowboys are winning.
Thank
when
you.
They are winning, the NFL is more exciting And I think Micah Parsons is the best player in the National Football League.
And it's because we are America's team. Now, I'm going to get a lot of hate right now. I know people are going to call and just be upset with me. But the Dallas Cowboys are the most profitable sports team in the world for a reason.
That's even more reason to hate them. And then they got that guy, Jerry Jones.
I just said like Tim DJ Automatic.
Okay, how did the Raiders not make the list?
Well, they're at number six.
Okay. Right?
I cut it off at number five. All right.
Yeah. All right. So in case you missed it, a little boy was filmed walking into his classroom. It's his birthday, and he'd never, ever had a birthday party before. First of all, he's asked to cover his eyes, and then he opens them and realizes there's a surprise party for him. His eyes well up with happy tears. He's so overcome with emotion.
Aww.
And his teachers and the kids, they just embrace him. Aww. I dare you to watch this video. It is maybe 16 seconds. I dare you to watch it and not cry happy tears. He's just overcome with joy.
That's beautiful. And that's a great thing to hear. Classmates come together and, you know, really help uplift this kid. One thing you don't have to do is bet me to cry. I'll cry without a bet.
Anthony.
It's just a simple thing. Think about never having a birthday party.
I was just thinking about my birthday parties when I was little, and I would just get a little house cake and some Kool-Aid, and it was the most fun time ever.
I was complaining about getting a pink cake when I was turned 9.
You got a cake.
At least I got something.
Go check out the video and smile today and share it, please, at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Caviar is expensive. You know, it's fish eggs, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Well, soon all of us are going to be able to have it. How? DJ Automatic will tell you in food news. It's time for hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Happy Thursday. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
I'm excited about this because the full cast and crew listing for Deadpool 4 is out. And Channing Tatum will appear in the movie as Gambit.
Oh.
This is big. Originally, he was supposed to play Gambit back in 2009 in X-Men Origins, Wolverine. But there was a scheduling conflict and whatnot. Ryan Reynolds says, it's happening.
This is exciting, dude. If you've been a fan of the X-Men just movies, period, you know how long Channing Tatum has actually wanted to do this himself, too. So I know.
But I just think the combination of Ryan Reynolds and Channing Tatum, it's going to be hilarious.
Woman's going to love that.
I don't know. I just think it's going to be hilarious in the most morbid, odd way, you know?
Did I just miss Deadpool 3 completely?
Was it Deadpool 3? I don't even know. I'm just so excited I just said the next Deadpool. Thank you, DJ Automatic, for correcting me. And on that note, what's food news?
The Housewives of New York and Pringles have teamed up to bring you Pringles Caviar.
I don't know about this.
Too much.
Yeah.
Too much.
None of us are excited about this. I was excited to tell people that maybe there was an affordable way to eat caviar since it's so expensive, but I will tell you now, it looks disgusting.
Ew. Yeah, dude. Caviar is one of those rich people things that I just don't get.
I don't care.
I've never been around anybody who likes caviar.
No, automatically.
I was going to say, I like caviar.
Oh.
Automatic likes this.
I'm a fancy b-.
Remember, though, we went to this really expensive Christmas brunch. You joined us, Anthony, that time, and they gave out caviar, and I was like, what are you doing? I was like, for the amount of money I spent, I'm going to eat the whole damn tray.
Damn.
Like,
okay.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start on National Pause the World Day, all right? This is encouraging everybody to, you know, take a break from TV, entertainment, social media, all that stuff, and just enjoy Mother Nature if you can.
Everything right, but like the Dana Cortez Show.
Hey, there you go, dude, all right?
And listen to our podcast.
Listen to it while you play Miniature Golf Day. It's actually National Miniature Golf Day today,
too. I
love
putt-putt. Let's go, Automatic.
Does putt-putt even exist? I don't think I've seen one.
I don't know, but we'll Google it and find one.
This is like the number one activities for dads who only see their kids on the weekends.
It's only 9 holes. It's quick.
Yeah, jump back off after ice cream. All right, and let's go to wrap it up on World Peace Day. This is the official World Peace Day brought to you by the United Nations. So be kind to each other, y'all.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. A little history, since it's Hispanic Heritage Month that we're talking about all that. June 9th, 1954, Operation Wet Back. By the way, wetback is a very bad slur, but this is what it was called. It became law in the U.S. after the Bracero program brought workers in from Mexico, and our government decided to deport people. Families were separated, dropped off in Mexico in places they'd never been. Even U.S. citizens of Mexican descent were also deported. You know, it's a lot, this history. And this is the second time that happened. We'll talk about the first tomorrow.
I didn't know that's where that slur came from.
So it's not. It was used against people from Mexico for coming over to this part.
And
because
so
of the
they
river.
Were like, they, so they were like, let's just double down on it?
Pretty much. And that is a very bad term. But I think it's so good to empower ourselves and learn our history. That's not something you really find out about in school. So do your Googles and look it up.
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're talking about duties around the house when you have a partner. And we started this conversation because our man Vincent called in and said this.
Husband helping more around the house.
Husband's helping more around the house. Ooh. Ladies, that's such a nice thing, isn't it? There's just some kind of fairy tale movie or something. Not, but to be honest, I kind of wanted to focus on the positives, DJ Automatic and Anthony A. Damn, Automatic and I are married.
It was just overshadowed by all that shade you threw out there.
I'm sorry.
Miss Passive Aggressive.
I can't help it.
What's new?
So let me think of all the wonderful things that my husband, DJ Automatic, does. And I know that the ladies listening have a laundry list of things that they actually love that their partner does.
Might just be a laundry list.
Well, because... help with the laundry. No, no. I love that you help me when it comes to our daughter. You're so proactive about that. It's one of my favorite things about you.
I mean, she's 16 now. It's pretty easy. Yeah. Now, changing diapers, that was a whole different story.
But her whole life. And you've always helped with my girls, too. I mean, you've just always been that proactive person. I love that you love to vacuum. I know that sounds silly.
I'm the best in the game.
But we're a team. We're a team, Automatic.
Lines in the carpet.
Yeah, you go through with a vacuum, I follow up with a mop. You know what I mean? Like, it's a team effort.
Dude. Yeah. I love the people that are like, oh, they're married. I get it now.
Yeah, yeah, we're married. Oh, yeah. We don't just hang out for fun and do household chores together.
So
yeah.
Is it my turn to tell you what I love about you?
What do you love? What do you love, this is going to go great.
No, the first thing I love is I love that Dana cooks.
Oh!
She's an amazing cook.
That she is.
I think she enjoys doing it. It seems like she enjoys doing it.
I like to cook because I want to know what's in my food. And to be honest, like when I go out to eat, I'm often disappointed because I am a great cook.
Yeah, I mean that.
I've seen you tackle some plates. They would say different. But
okay, I do.
But
if I go to a place I like, Anthony,
I will say, Dana,
again.
You are a great cook. You owe me some tacos. I think you also owe me some brisket. There's a lot of dishes that you guys have promised me that I haven't received. But yes, you are a great cook.
We even owe you an entire like whole air fryer.
Oh, yeah, air fryer too. I promised you an air fryer last time my ex girlfriend broke up with me.
So. I'm working on that. I keep forgetting. Dude. I almost bought you one at the grocery store the other day. And then I was like, that wasn't good enough.
I'll take one from Goodwill. I'll take anything. Just give me one. Come on, dude.
All right, well, what is it that you don't like? I'll tell you what I...
What I don't like?
Well, what do you wish I'd do more of? Or
actually, I wish you would do less of it.
What is that?
Complaining.
I knew it.
It's like ingrained in your DNA because it's a very female thing to just complain about everything.
Automatic. I feel like a
UFC ref right now. It's time.
Misogyny.
That was not misogyny.
Okay, well, here's what I'll do. I promise you I will do less complaining. If you pick up your shit, I won't have to complain about it.
Oh.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.